Evening, this is N5 AOW, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Bob. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Mobile Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on July 21st, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street, Boonville. Everyone is welcome to attend the net control. Amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvilleARC.com. Are there any portable battery-powered mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any EchoLink stations wishing to check in?
Kevin James checking in via EchoLink from Oneonta, New York, and it appears I may be the only one in the queue.
Okay, Kevin, KD2PFM, welcome to the net this evening, and nice job on the net the other night. What's new with you, and how's your day gone?
I got to thank you for the compliment there on handling the net the other night. That was really cool. Because I've not handled the net totally like that, with the script and whatnot. So that was kind of neat, doing that and getting a feel for it. So that was really awesome. Actually, here today, I've been just kind of in recovery mode. I took off yesterday and went to Turning Stone and checked out all the equipment that they had there on display for the Fire Chiefs convention, I guess it was called. So I was, like, blown away with all the stuff. I mean, just aisles and aisles of things that they had, and outdoors, all the equipment that they had on display. It was just mind-boggling. So, just too much walking around, and that's the problem with my back, unfortunately. It just winds up doing me in, but I still try to enjoy life a little bit. So, well, I'll tell you what, on the outside here, we got 66 degrees and some sprinkles in the air. Here's some heavy rain maybe moving in later, so we'll watch that and see what happens. And on that note, I tell you what I'll do, I'll say 7-3, I'll back out, and I'll just kind of monitor on the side here, because I know there's probably other hams that would like to jump in and say hello. KD2FM, back to net control.
All right, Kevin, very good. Well, glad to hear the, I'm going to call it a ham fest for a better word, but glad to hear that everything had gone well and people enjoyed themselves and got out. A few things were available to those that needed them or whatever else may have taken place. Been to a couple of them myself and always a lot of fun. And back to the net itself. You did a fine job on that, and always welcome someone to be able to pick it up and go with it like that. Yeah, you've got the same temperature here we do up in Otter Lake. We're 66 degrees right now, and I don't know, I have a feeling we're going to get pounded in a little while. I hate to say that, but when I looked at that sky and it got awful dark in a hurry, and the wind picked up, and I think there's a good chance it's probably going to start within the hour, but we did have some light sprinkles earlier, but it stopped. But it's still just as bad, just as nasty looking as any other storm that's supposed to roll in like that. Okay, you have a good evening, 73. You'll make another call, see if anyone else care to check in on Echo Lake. This is N5AOW.
KD2AIT, KA3TFB, Bill from Western Pennsylvania through Echo Lake. Good evening.
Good evening, Bill. I had a feeling you might be in the background there and maybe possibly checking in this evening. Well, how are things in Warrendale?
Indeed, a good evening to all. Our temperature here is 70 degrees, that's 70. Our humidity is 94, that's 94%. If I could take a dull butter knife, as I reported previously, I could cut through the atmosphere and share it with everybody. We've had rain since about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. It's been a light rain. And we've had rain every day. We went through a flood warning, but no one was called out for flooding. This is about over today. Tomorrow's another round two. And I just hope everyone is staying dry up there. I mean, I've had the dehumidifiers, all three of them running 24 hours someday. And then if I cooled the front of the house down, I could even turn the furnace on for 10 minutes to get the hot air to dry out everything. I tell you what, this is really a rain weather summer. And I guess if the farmers could grow rice, we could all be millionaires. Back to net control. Good evening to all. And I checked in late and I missed everybody. But I want to tip my hat and thanks for allowing the Echolink system to come on up there so a guy like me can say hello. Back to net control from KA3TFB through Echolink.
Okay, Bill, KA3PFB, always welcome to have you check in with us, and nice to hear from folks that outside the area, and seems like you're getting probably the same type of weather that we are. We've just been pounded with it lately, and it's really getting to be a nuisance. We're looking for something better, you know, and I wish we had control of the dials and the switches that made all the good weather happen, but unfortunately we don't. And one of those things where my wishes don't come true sometimes, but it's not been a good spring and summer so far. We had actually better weather, I think was around the third or last week of April in early May than we have had in the last probably 4 or 5 weeks, maybe even longer than that. So, at any rate, 73, glad you checked in this evening. Always welcome here. This is N5AOW. Net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KA2NZ.
K2ZNZ, Jack. Always welcome, always glad to hear your voice. How's things by you this evening?
Well, things are pretty good here tonight. We've had a few light sprinkles here too, but the humidity is quite high down in Liverpool, but nothing remarkable yet. Got up to about 85, right now we're sitting right at 70. So not much, not a big change today yet. And then we're kind of looking for these storms moving from that tropical storm, tail end of that tropical storm moving up from the Texas area there. But we'll have to see what happens. And other than that, I'll just say Happy Father's Day to all the fathers. And 7-3s to all. KA2000.
Okay, Jack, very good. Always glad to hear it. It seems like we're going to get that storm come through, like you say. And I think it's one of those, well, according to the weather forecast, we're going to get heavy rain and thunderstorms, and then it's going to let up a little bit. But I think tomorrow's forecast is pretty much for rain all day. Unfortunately, we don't need that. But there again, you know, it's another one of those rainy day in the Adirondacks. So we just deal with it and do what we can to make it kind of fit the schedule or whatever. Well, 73, I'll check in with you later. You have a good evening. This is N5AOW, looking for check-ins. Well, my day was relatively calm. Didn't do a whole lot, took it easy on the back today. And I think the back appreciated it, so it didn't give me a whole lot of pain. Occasionally I had to lay down for a few minutes, but not bad. So, overall it made a good day. I enjoyed the weather we did have. I thought it was going to be a little bit warmer, but started out cool this morning and warmed up fairly quick. With sunshine this morning, it was clear, crystal clear. I thought we were in for just one of those wonderful days that was going to touch in the 80s up here. But it didn't. But we got close. We got around 77, I think, at one point. Was able to take a little ride around the lake this afternoon and just enjoy the air and the breeze and whatever. But then it got dark and we could see things changing a bit. So here we are with symptoms of precip again. Nothing new in the Adirondacks. Okay, well, with that, let me make another call. See if anyone else would care to join us. This is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for further check-in. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net. Return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank Jack, Bill from Warrensdale, Pennsylvania, Kevin from Oneonta, everyone, 73, have a good evening and a good day tomorrow. This is N5AOW, clear.
N5AOW, this is KD2FPM. N5AOW, are you still there? This is KD2FPM. Yeah, we may have lost Bob. Oh, well, shoot. I was going to share with you guys really quick if you're still listening. If you want to crack a cold one at 12:38 p.m. tomorrow, that will be the official kickoff to the summer of 2015. So enjoy. I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to bow out of here. This is KD2FPM. I want to say 7-3. Thank you for use of the repeater and echo link. Hopefully we'll see you guys tomorrow night. KD2FPM is now clear.
KD2AIT, KA3TFB, signing off through the echo link system. Indeed, a good evening to all. Stay dry.
A2000Z to the United County. Traffic and emergency net. Looking for stations that would like to check in tonight, with or without traffic. All stations are welcome. Stations can now please.
This is N2WBX. Good evening, Jen.
N5AOW, good evening, Jack.
Okay, N2WBX, good evening, Dennis. N2AOW, hello again, Bob. Thank you both for taking in, much appreciated. Any additional stations, with or without traffic? Thank you both for checking in. Much appreciated, folks. 7 degrees to all. Have a good evening, good day tomorrow, and happy Father's Day to all the dads. KA2Z and Z.